Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Hey guys, I want to make a quick video for you about yesterday, an experience I had of feeling a strong impulse to go back to my old porn habit. Now I want to break down what I do in these moments because this is the million trillion dollar question, is how do you backtrack from when you start to engage that dopamine brain and feed that little monster a little bit of dopamine? How do you backtrack it? Because you know very well the experience of you see one thing and then it leads to another thought and it leads to another fantasy and then it leads to another action. And then you just think, oh, if I just take a peek or if I just watch that one thing. And the next thing you know, you're slipping and sliding down this rabbit hole to eventually acting out, watching porn and masturbating, right? So I want to teach you a very effective way, the most effective way, to backtrack from all that when you're really feeling and your brain is telling you,
you know what? If you acted out, it would solve all of your issues. If you acted out, it would fix everything and you would relieve this feeling of arousal that you're feeling.
But we all know very well that doesn't lead anywhere productive. That feeling of releasing your arousal just makes you more susceptible to acting out over time and developing a long-term and ongoing addiction to porn, and your porn addiction escalating over time, becoming more severe, and the intensity and frequency of your porn habit becoming more intense as well. So what happened really was yesterday, last night, we were playing beach volleyball with some of my good friends here in North Carolina, right? And we usually play a few times a week. And this time in particular, I was really, really frustrated at myself. And I was really upset at myself. And I was cursing a lot. And I was just being kind of a douchebag, you know? I was not a fun guy to play with. I'm not upset. I don't get upset at anyone. I always get upset at myself. And I get really, really frustrated and down on myself, which in effect makes you not play well and kind of spirals out of control from there. If I'm not playing well, then I get down on myself. So that happened. And then we went for dinner with my friends and they came home. And then I remember at one point in the evening, I saw something online that was a little bit, you know, a little bit sexual in nature, right? Triggery, I would say. And then later that evening, I found myself, interestingly, even though I've been clean from porn for more than 5 years now, for many years, I found myself kind of thinking about that sexual content, that triggery content, and kind of fantasizing about it. And so then I had to stop myself. And this is the moment where you have to stop and think, okay, this is the brain telling me. This is literally your brain, because your brain thinks that you need porn because otherwise you're going to physically die because of those dopamine spikes and hits. My brain is telling me, okay, I need to go back to this habit. I need to fantasize more and I need to eventually watch porn because I need porn and masturbation in my life. All right. So that's what this tiny little monster in my back of my brain is telling me. So then I had the wisdom to identify this little monster. And I said, okay, this is that little monster. This is that time where I need to backtrack and I need to not go forward anymore. Because if I let myself go forward, I know very quickly it's going to lead to one chain link effect, another action, another fantasy, and eventually acting out and watching porn. So I stopped. And I said, okay, this is that time. And the practice that I did, and you have to learn how to do every single time you have this experience, is label the emotion that led me here, the original trigger, okay? So if I asked you, what is your primary trigger to watching porn? Most people will say an external event or factor that led them to fantasizing about porn and acting out. You could say that me seeing this thing online, this triggery sexual thing online, was the trigger. That actually was not the trigger. And then you could say, oh, maybe it was volleyball because I was really stressed out of volleyball. That's actually not the trigger. Okay, so then you get to actually what's going on. The actual trigger is not the external circumstance, but it's the internal state that you were in when you saw the external trigger. So there's an internal trigger and an external trigger. So for me, I had to think, okay, what is the primary internal trigger that's causing me to feel this way, this need to escape whatever emotion I'm feeling to go back to porn? Specifically, yesterday, so the night before, actually, we had some guests come over, some friends, they're good friends of ours, and they have their kids. It was something, we invited our friends over, so we invited them over, and they weren't intruding on us at all. But I found that that whole day afterwards, I was very, very anxious very stressed out. And I ask myself, why is this? Why is that when I have friends coming over and spend time with that I get really anxious about having them? And I thought about it and I peeled back the layers and I was like, okay, well, it's because whenever I have friends over, I feel like this need to kind of like put on a face or like put on a facade and entertain them and be entertaining and be different and kind of be not myself. And I thought, okay, why do I feel this constant desire and need to always be someone I'm not, you know? Ultimately, when I peel back the layers, it's because I'm afraid of people finding out the real me. Like, I'm afraid of people finding out the me version that nobody else sees, that only my wife and my kids see. And ultimately, I'm afraid of them disapproving of me and being disappointed in the person that I am, because these are good friends of mine. And I don't want them to be disappointed in finding out that I'm not who they think I am. Does that make sense? So ultimately, it's like, for me, it comes down to this dichotomy of, am I approved of or am I disapproved of? And I ask myself, okay, why do I have this strong impulse to always have approval of everybody and being like perfect in the eyes of people, or putting on a face or facade for people, even people that I'm really close to and friends and family? And I was like, well, it's because the environment that I grew up was such that my parents really had this like approval and disapproval dichotomy going on. This binary was, which is like, if I do X, Y, and Z, I am approved of, I'm a good son. And if I don't do X, Y, and Z, or I do otherwise, I'm a bad son, or I'm disapproved of. If I go to church every Sunday, I'm good. If I read scriptures, I'm good. If I get married, if I go to college, I'm good. If I don't get married, if I don't go to church, if I don't read scripture, if I smoke, if I drink, if I do things that are bad for me, if I watch porn, I'm disapproved of. In fact, I'm actually scolded and my parents were upset at me, right? So it's not that my parents are unloving people. They are loving. Like, logically, I know that they're loving people. They care for me. They did their best, like all parents do. But the way I received it as an individual, this is why you can have multiple people in the family, brothers and sisters, and everyone receives, you know, their parents differently, receives love from their parents differently, is because how I received this dichotomy of approval and disapproval is, I felt like, this is my experience, is that when I'm good, I am approved of, I'm appreciated, and I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of their love. You see where I'm going with this? And if I do bad or do what's not inappropriate or up to their standards, I'm disapproved of and I'm unappreciated and I'm not worthy of love. Okay, so that's how I received it. And this is reflected every day in my life. And this is why I tend to have a lot of anxiety around being right and being perfect and doing well and achieving high things and having a high standard of life and having a family, having lots of kids and being a loving person and all this stuff and being a good man of faith. It's because if I am not that, deep inside, I feel this need to fix it. And I feel like I'm disappointing someone or I'm having disapproval in my life. Okay, so I'm painting this whole picture for you guys. Why? Because when it really counts, guys, when you're really face to face with this monster, you're putting your boxing gloves on, you're getting into the ring with this little monster in your brain that's telling you, like screaming in your ear,
you need porn, you need it.
And you're kind of being triggered by one event and another event and then the external event, and after the internal event, the external event, and then you kind of fantasize about it and then you kind of look something up online. How to backtrack that, guys, is you have to fight logic with logic. Your brain is a logical entity and it's trying to be reasonable with you and it's trying to reason you and justify the habit. And the only way to beat that little monster in the boxing ring is to fight logic with logic and to reason with your own brain. And when you reason with your own brain, guess what happens? Your brain has no other option but to give in, to give up. You force your brain into submission, even if your brain is winning the battle, even if you've gone way, way too far down this rabbit hole, and even if you're boxing with this monster and he's standing on top of you and he's pounding you in the face, you have an option to get up and to fight back. How do you do that? You reason with it. You don't put on the boxing gloves. You say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's reason about this. Your brain has no other option than to submit to reason. And you force your brain into submission when you reason with it. And the reason that's powerful is because your brain will realize,
oh, you're right. Actually, we don't need porn.
It's like Smeagol and Gollum, right? That's kind of a good analogy too. It's like you're talking with Smeagol or Gollum. And if you talk about it and if you reason with it, and Gollum will go, oh my God, you're right. I don't need porn. Or something like that, right? So it's like you reason with it enough. Then you start to realize like, actually, you know what? I don't need this. And that's what the experience I had yesterday is I realized like I was feeling really anxious. And then it culminated with me getting really frustrated in volleyball. And then I saw this triggery thing online, which kind of was a hint to me that I wasn't in the right state of mind. You see, when you have that triggery external factor, it's a hint as to what your state of mind is internally. Because sometimes if you notice, if you go to the gym, you've noticed a lot of the, you know, people around there, attractive people. But sometimes you go, other times you go and you're not, you don't even notice. In fact, you're actually just more focused. That means it has nothing to do with the external event of going to the gym, but it's more to do with your internal mindset you have when you go into the gym. So next time you go to the gym and have that trigger or feel like you're watching and lingering and watching people, it's a hint, guys, as to where your internal state of mind is, where your emotional state is. And you have an opportunity right there. And that's the practice of mastery, guys. That's the practice of beating porn, is having the mastery and knowing, ah, this is that moment where I have to backtrack. I have to take a step back, internalize, have introspection on my emotional state. And that is it. That's it. And then when you label it and say, okay, this is anxiety, this is stress, this is frustration, this is boredom, how do I eliminate, why do I feel this? And you keep peeling it back until you figure out why you really feel that, and not for any external reason, but really the internal reason. And the reason usually is something to do with the environment that you grew up in. Let me say that again. The reason that you have your emotions usually has something to do with your childhood, all right? It's deep, I know. But until you get that deep, and that far down, you haven't peeled back the layer enough. But when you go that deep, you have in your utility belt, you have something like a trump card to play whenever that monster shows its ugly face. You have a trump card to say, hey, this is anxiety. I don't need anxiety because I know what anxiety is. And the reason you've developed the porn habit, guys, is because every time you felt these negative emotions, stress, anxiety, boredom, shame, guilt, whatever, you've tried to escape it and squash down those emotions with what? Porn, with screens, with video games, with social media. Every time you feel those emotions, if you continue to do that, you will see destruction and it'll be detrimental to your life, to your mental health, to your habit, because you will never figure out why you feel those emotions, okay? The worst combination for porn is negative emotion and supernormal stimulus. Negative emotion, supernormal stimulus. There's nothing wrong with negative emotions by themselves. That's a human condition. That's a God-given thing. Anxiety, stress, whatever. Those are human conditions. Everybody has them. But when you pair it with a supernormal stimulus, like porn, like video games, like anything that's not natural, and you escape that a negative emotion without ever figuring out why you feel it, that's destruction. That's detrimental. There's nothing wrong with either of them by themselves. There's nothing wrong with negative emotions, and there's nothing wrong with the supernormal stimulus, like video games or whatever. But when you pair them, it's destructive to you, because you never figured out why you had the negative emotion. And this is why some people are more susceptible to violent behavior, to substance abuse, to porn addiction, divorce, whatever. It's because people who have very low self-awareness, emotionally speaking, are susceptible to those things. Men, generally speaking, men are worse at managing emotions and more susceptible to addictions across the board, violence, etc. is because men, generally speaking, are bad at understanding their emotions, and women generally are very good at it, okay? So the best way, guys, when you figure it out, this emotion, after you pinpoint this emotion and peel it back, how do you peel it back? The best way, hands down, is to talk to somebody, anybody. If you don't have someone in your life that you can talk to about your emotional state of being, it's a big problem, actually. It's a big problem, because that is one of the fundamental reasons that is contributing to your porn habit in the first place, is because you don't have anybody to connect to. And in effect, you've developed isolation. And when you live in isolation and you don't connect with someone every single day, you are way, way, way more susceptible to developing a porn habit, because you don't have someone to connect with. All right? Addiction is born in isolation and it dies in connection. Remember that. So the best way to backtrack, guys, just to recap, is to talk with somebody about your emotional state of being. Here's the thing that trips people up, guys. You don't have to tell them about porn, ever. Do you know that? You don't have to tell your wife, your partner, your mom, your dad, your brother, sister about porn, ever, okay? But you do have to talk about your emotional state. And that's the practice we're talking about, because your porn habit has nothing to do with porn itself. The reason you have a porn habit has nothing to do with porn and has everything to do with the root cause. So you can beat porn by never talking about porn. You say, hey wife, honey, I'm feeling really, really anxious today. And I don't really know why, but I'm just telling you because I want to figure out why I'm feeling anxious, because usually when I feel anxious, it doesn't result in anything good. I get really snappy and angry. So let's figure this out. And so she just listened. And I said, well, I think because our friends came over yesterday and I felt like this need to always be a different person and anxious. So I kind of peeled it back with her, right? Like I just shared with you. And at the end of the conversation, I was like, you know what? I don't feel this like need to this, even though the tiny little desire to go to porn, I don't feel it anymore, because my brain is forced into submission and it doesn't need it anymore. Anyways, guys, I really hope this is insightful for you. It's vulnerable for me, but I really appreciate if you like this video or give me a comment down below if you like this kind of content, if it's helpful for you. You can check out our program at benuyama.com. If you're wondering how to actually beat porn and slay this monster for good and burn your bridges, this is the best program that is on the internet. Like, I've seen them all, and I honestly, like, I made this program because I honestly was kind of disappointed with everything out there. And I really think that there is a better way and a faster way and a more easy way to beat porn. And I think I've really cracked the code on this. And a lot of the people that are in it have seen a lot of success. You can check that out at benuyama.com. And here's the thing, guys. If you have this feeling like, oh, I don't want to join a program, let me ask you why. Like, honestly, like, not even my program, any program. Why don't you want to join a program? Like, it's the fastest way to burn your bridges because you have an investment. You have skin in the game for your time, energy, and focus and money. So if you have that amount of investment in skin in the game, you will beat it. You will take it seriously. The problem is, and I think the reason that a lot of people don't take a program is because your brain is telling you not to. That's really what it comes down to. Because as soon as you say yes to taking a program, you have to give it up. Does that make sense? Like, you have to take it seriously. And you know that. And subconsciously, or maybe consciously, you just don't want to do that because you know you don't want to be serious. The next thing people say is, oh, I don't have money. Guess what? My program has a 100% guarantee. Like, if it doesn't change your life completely, then you can get a refund, a money back, all of that. So there's no risk financially to you at all.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.